It doesn't return empty, but it accomplishes your will in our lives when we will receive it by faith. Stand on it, walk in it, it will carry us. Glory to your name. And I thank you for that. Thank you for this honor of ministering your word, Father. And we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, for the past few weeks, I have been giving you some nuggets from Peter. We've been in 1 Peter. And I haven't had the unction to change yet. So we're just going to move a little further in Peter. Now, understand that I'm not covering everything in these books, but there's some areas that I feel prompted of the Lord to share with you, and so those are the ones that I'm sharing with you and ministering on. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Last week we found out, and I'm sure most of you already knew this, but we found out that the Lord is a very present help in the time of trouble, isn't he? Hallelujah. We learned that he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want us to let's go to the fourth chapter of 1 Peter. The fourth chapter of 1 Peter. And I'm going to just begin reading. Are you ready to receive?
Amen.
Amen. Let me ask that question again. Are you ready to receive?
Amen.
Now, what kind of message do you want from me this morning? Something that's going to tickle your flesh or something that's going to feed your spirit? Amen. Feed your spirit. Glory to God. I'm going to read a little bit first in 1 Peter chapter 4. And I'll just begin reading at verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sins, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. Everybody say the will of God.
The will of God.
Hallelujah. Let me read 2 again, verse 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us we're bought with a price. We're not our own. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus shed his precious blood for us. Verse 3, for we have spent enough time, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles or the will of the world, when we walked in lewdness . Look at somebody and say, the word of God tells it like it is, and tell them, say, it's the truth and nothing but the truth. Oh, hallelujah. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, or the will of the world, will of the flesh, whatever, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, reveries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. Any of y'all remember those days? And I hope it's a memory. I hope it's under the blood. And your whole goal now is to do the will of God. Amen. Verse 4, in regard to those, they think it strange that you do not run with them. Some folks find it real hard to let go of old friends simply because they talk about them. Can I help you with something as we move through this? One thing you need to get used to, and go ahead and get it settled right now, folk are going to talk about you. They're going to find something to say about you. Don't focus on that stuff. And your old friends you used to run with, drink with, and do bad things with, yes, they're going to talk about you if you don't run with them anymore. That's all right. The word already told you they're going to talk about you, so why are you surprised? Why are you hurt? Why are you feeling so bad? One thing that many believers need to get free of is people. You hear me? I like what I believe it was, I think it was Peter that made this statement that we must please God and not men. Please God and not men. Please God and not people. Now we are to love people. Amen. We are to love people, but we live for God. Amen. We are to help one another, feed the poor, whatever we can do to be a blessing. But we do that because it pleases God. And we love the people. Verse 4 again, in regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation. They speak evil of you. Verse 5, listen to this. If you are broke up because of what people say about you, you need to know about verse 5. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Amen. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Now, I'm not going to go into all of that, but I tell you this one thing. Jesus did a whole lot in 3 days.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's right. He died on the cross. He was buried. The third day he rose again, but he took care of a lot of business in the spirit world. Hallelujah. Verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, Have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I wanted to read that to you because that's the word of God too. Now, let's take a look at verse 10. Listen very carefully to this. Verse 10, as each one has received a gift. Now, let me stop right there just a moment. We're going to finish. But as each one, say each one.
Each one.
How many is one? One. As each one has received a gift. Now, I want to tell you, we got a lot of ones in here that make up ever how many present here today. But it takes ones to, takes two ones to get two. Take 10 ones to have 10. So as each one of you have received a gift, so what the Word of God is telling us that each one of us individually, God has given a gift. There's something about you. Let me back up just a minute. God didn't bring you to this earth just to breathe his free air, eat his food, and just sit around and do nothing. One day you grow old and die. That's not the reason you're here. You're here because God chose you to be here even before the foundation of the world. Will somebody say amen? Just kind of gently, lovingly nudge the person beside you and tell them you're supposed to be here. Amen. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Verse 11. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, I want to read this to you from the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. It says, God, verse 10, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Verse 11. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. God has not called you to be lazy. He hadn't called us. I mean, include myself in that. He hadn't called us to be lazy. He's called us to serve one another that brings glory to his name. And he's given each one of us gifts and talents that we can use for his glory. Amen. Well, Pastor, I don't know what mine is. Let me ask you a question first, and we're going to move on. But I want to ask you a question first. What are some things that you love to do? What are some things that you would like to do to help other people? What are some things that you're good at? How has God gifted you? I know, listen to me. I know me personally, I have been blessed tremendously by many of you that you know how to cook and you do it well. Yeah, Pastor, but all you have to do is you can learn to cook, buy yourself a cookbook, go online, you can learn to cook. Of course you can. Of course you can. But some folks do it with this inner satisfaction. It just does something to them when they bless somebody. It doesn't have to be food. It can be something else. You know, you know that you've been a blessing to somebody, and it just makes you feel good on the inside. Every time you do it, you just feel good. You just feel good. Other folk can do the same thing, and it does nothing for them. I mean, I thank God for my precious wife here, and she'll tell you the same thing I'm about to tell you. And first of all, let me go ahead and tell y'all this. You're hearing it from me. She is an excellent cook. She is. You say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. She's an excellent cook. She cooked for four curtain climbers. That's our kids. They grown now. They grown and got their own curtain climbers. Crumb snatchers. But she cooked for them. She cooked for me. And we did all right. She's good at it. But she'll tell you herself that she don't like to cook. Am I right? She don't like to cook. Now, she's a blessing. She'll help people. She do things for people. But I don't know the last time that you cooked some food and took somebody. I'm not talking about for yourself. I'm talking about take food to someone. No. So, but see, because she's good at what she do. She's learned how to cook, but she don't like to cook. Now, this is strange. We've been married over 50 years, and I hadn't figured this one out yet. She don't like to cook, but she loved to wash dishes. She loved to wash dishes, loved to wash pots and pans, and I don't like to do any of it. I don't like cooking. I don't like washing pans. I love to eat, but she loved doing that. But then some of you love to cook, and you love to share what you cook with others. You love to see the satisfaction on people's face because you bless them with some food. And maybe that the folk that you're blessing with food, they didn't have money to buy grocery or anything, or they needed a meal or whatever, and you wanted to bless them, so you cooked some food and you gave them, and they were able to eat. And you left feeling good, singing praises to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was able to be a blessing to somebody. But now, not everybody liked to cook. Some folk, you know, you bless them financially, you know. Maybe somebody you know to have a need, you know, and you just, and my goodness, you just looking for somebody. You don't have to wait to hear that somebody have a need. You looking for somebody so that you can be a blessing to them. Or maybe, you know, the church is helping somebody, or maybe missions or something, whatever it may be. You can't wait to get involved in that. And don't get me wrong, we all should be givers. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
We all should be givers. But some folks just, I can't wait to give. I can't wait to give. I just want to be a blessing to someone. I want to be a blessing to someone financially. I want to be a blessing to someone materially. Why? Because that's on the inside of you. Again, all of us should be givers, right? In some capacity, all of us should be givers. Amen. All of us should be tithers. Amen. All of us, we should give offerings. The Word of God tells us so. But there's some folks, I mean, they just that's just on the inside of them. Look at keep your place there at Peter, the fourth chapter. Let's go back to the book of Romans. Chapter 12. Romans 12. In Romans 12, I'll pick it up at verse 3. This is the Apostle Paul. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you. First of all, listen to what he says. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Now, let me stop here just a minute. God has gifted us in many ways. Many different ways. Spiritual gifts. Verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function. You see that? We don't all have the same spiritual gifts. Many members, but we don't have the same function. Talks about this in 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 12. I believe it is. Also. You still with me? Verse 5, so we being many are one body in Christ. Now notice what it says here. It says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Sometimes you can be too proud of yourself. But what do you mean by that? Now you're comparing yourself with someone else. Yeah, I'm better than this brother. I'm better than this sister. No, you're not. I don't care what gift God has imparted to you or given to you, that don't make you better than anybody. Anyone else. It don't make you better. And God hasn't gifted you the way you are gifted because he loves you better than he loves anybody else. You still with me? So we being many are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. What are we to do? Amen. Let us use them. Now I'm not going to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but let me say this. In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Prophecy. Tongues, interpretation, miracles, and I could go on and on and on. Those are gifts of the Holy Spirit. But you ever notice sometime God will use certain people differently than he do others? Some folks prophesy through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about the ministry of the prophet right now. I'm talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Some folks prophesy. Some folks have a tongue. Some folks have an interpretation of a tongue. And I could go on and on and on. But we are to cherish what God has given us, and we are to use it, and we are to refine it that we might be better. Because listen to me. Our goal, well, let me make it personal. I want to be the very best I can be in the gifts that God has blessed me with. Why? So that it make me look good? No. So that I can bring glory to him. Can I tell you something? And I want you to hold on to this, and don't you ever let it slip. You are here to serve him. Say that. I'm here to serve him. I'm here to glorify him. Whatever gift I have, are they spiritual or natural, it is to glorify him. It is to glorify him, not to get all pumped up and thank you all that. And read. I had to totally depend on God, and I'm glad. And I'm still depending on him. I'm still trusting him. I want him to use me greater than he's ever used me for his glory. You hear me? For his glory. I want to be the best pastor for his glory. I want to be able to minister to the needs of people for his glory. John the Baptist said, I must decrease and he must increase. Are you listening to me? And that's one of the problems that I see in the body of Christ among some. not all, but among some, is some of them are full of themselves. Full of themselves. And sometimes you can get so full of yourself that you attach tags to yourself that don't belong there. I can crow all day long and crow all night long, but I'll never be a rooster. Because I wasn't created a rooster. I can try to bark all day and all night, but I'll never be a dog. Because I wasn't created a dog. Amen. Saw on the news where some folks, and we were talking about it, hopping around, you know, wanting to be animals. That's amazing to me. Be who you are.
Amen.
Be who God made you and glorify Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got to move on. Where did I start? Verse 6. But let me read 6 again. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Amen. And let me tell you something. If you will become even better after. Amen. Praise God. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministry. And they ain't necessarily talking about preaching either. That's being a blessing, ministering to one another, serving one another. You hear? He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives in liberty. I mentioned that some folks just love to give. And sometimes God will bless folks. Now, don't get me wrong. He blesses us all, don't he? Amen. God wants us to prosper. Say this. Say, God wants me to prosper. God wants me prosperous. But I tell you what, sometimes God will really lay it on folk, man, that are givers. I mean, he'll really lay it on them. I mean, doors are open for them. They weren't even looking for them, man. Because why? Because God has given them that gift. They just want to give. They just want to give. They're looking for ways to give. They're looking for ways to help somebody. And I covered that earlier, and we see it again right here. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's move on. So, verse 8 again. He who exhorts on exhortation, he who gives with liberty, liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. God's got somebody, if they will listen, if they will follow him, to help meet every need that can arise. Amen. Sometimes you may just need a pat on the back. There'll be somebody there to give you a pat on the back. Maybe you just need a word in due season. Anybody here ever just need, if somebody would just steer me in the right direction, or if I could just hear a word from the Lord. Are you here? Amen. Now, that's not for us to be lazy and not seek God for ourselves, but sometime God will have someone that'll come along and speak a word in your life in due season. Oh, can't count the times it's happened to me over the years. Man, I almost feel like I'm at my wit's end. Dear God, I've been praying. been fasting. I've been doing what I need to do, but just seems like the answer is not there. I'm still not clear. And sometimes God will reveal it to you and you will know what to do, but then other times God will send someone by to speak a word to you. All of a sudden, boom, the light bulb comes on. You know that's God. You know this is God. Anybody ever had that happen? My hand's already up. My hand's already up. Praise the name of the Lord. And sometimes there's some things that God's been speaking to you, but sometimes you wrestle with it because you're asking yourself, was that God? Or was that me? Just my thinking. Was God speaking to me about this? Or am I just thinking this myself? And all of a sudden, God will send someone by and they'll speak a word in due season, and that you got your answer. You got your answer. Isn't God good?
Amen.
I say, isn't he good?
Amen.
But we all have to be willing to be vessels that God can use. Now, let me tell you something. God just don't use any and everybody. Can I be honest and frank with you folks about something? And I'm about ready to quit here anyway. I don't want just any and everybody speaking in my life. I mean, my goodness, if you sleeping around are doing crazy stuff, don't come talking to me. I don't want to hear from you. I don't even want to be a part of those spirits. And that's the reason, listen, brothers and sisters, that's the reason we see so much in the Bible about living right, so that God can use you for his service. How many believe in living right in here? Amen. I believe that's unanimous, ain't it? And that's good. It should be. Because I want to be a vessel that God can use. There's a song we used to sing. Y'all remember? I want to be a vessel that you can use. You remember Barbara? Yeah. I want to be more like you. Jesus, I want to be more like you. What's the rest of it? Be a vessel that you can work through. Yeah. I want to be more like you. You folks out there watching, forgive my singing. Don't hold that against me. But that's a powerful song. Jesus, I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. I want to be a vessel that you can work through. Amen. And when we're willing to become more like him, we will be a vessel that he can work through. And he will work through. If you believe it, lift your hands and shout the victory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I usually don't get as far along as I intend to, but I don't apologize for that. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word today. And I thank you, Father, that your word will never, ever return to you void, but it accomplished your will. Father, may we be vessels that you can work through, vessels that you can use. Hallelujah. And Father, help us to recognize the gifts that you have imparted in us, the things that we can do, the physical things, the natural things that we can do that to be a blessing to others. And not only that, Father God, may we be open also to spiritual gifts to be used again to be a blessing and to bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you. We want to be vessels, Father, that you work through for your glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Now, if you...